A conveyor belt whisks bright red fish with bulging quarter-sized eyes and spiny fins past workers inside Kodiak's Trident Seafoods processing plant.
Today we're processing rockfish caught in the waters around Kodiak.
That's Paul Lumsden, plant manager for Trident Seafoods operations in Kodiak. Trident is the largest primary processor of seafood in the United States and is heavily invested in Alaska.
We're a company built by fishermen for fishermen, and we don't just buy pollock or cod or crab or salmon or halibut. We buy everything that we can sustainably harvest and feed the world with. Halibut is a very important part of our business.
Longtime fisherman Eric Velsko says if Trident really cares about halibut and sustainability, some things need to change. He recently called out Trident on Facebook, posting photos and video of excessive halibut bycatch at the plant that appeared to be from the local trawl fishery and which was going to be turned into fish meal.
Totes full of halibut, and, you know, obviously that had some markings and looked a little damaged. They weren't gutted or dressed, as we call them, long lines, which meant the only place they could have come off of was a trawl vessel.
In all, Velsko alleges there were around 15 totes, each containing about 1,000 pounds of fish. The images were taken in the fall of 2017, when a fellow fisherman captured them but wanted to remain anonymous. So Velsko posted the images to his Facebook page this May with a paragraph alleging wastefulness.
I just threw it up there, just not really thinking anything of it. And the next thing I knew, it was all kinds of people commenting and resharing it.
At last check, Velsko's post had been shared more than 500 times. The Trident plant in Kodiak processes many varieties of fish from all gear types. The majority of the fish processed at the plant is pollock, but they also process a significant amount of fish caught with bottom trawl gear, such as Pacific cod, flatfish, and rockfish. Bottom trawling involves pulling a net along the ocean floor. Sometimes they haul up halibut, too.
Every fishery has some element of bycatch, and it's impossible to just catch exactly what you're after.
That's Julie Bonney, executive director of Alaska Groundfish Data Bank and a paid advocate for the trawl fishery. She says the trawl fishery operates under strict regulations. They're not allowed to keep a single halibut. She says most are discarded at sea, but ones that aren't are sorted out and end up at the processing plant.
The plant is required to enumerate every one of those fish, and it goes on a fish ticket. NOAA enforcement examines every fish ticket, and if they feel that the vessel was egregious in terms of their sorting practices, then that vessel will get a monetary fine.
There's an overall bycatch cap of 1,705 tons for the Gulf trawl fishery. Bonney says it's hard to tell whether the halibut that appears in Velsko's Facebook post was collected into those blue totes over one delivery or many deliveries of hundreds of thousands of pounds of fish headed for market. Paul Lumsden, the Trident plant manager, also saw Velsko's post.
I did see the photos, yes, and that was alarming to me. It was disheartening, to say the least.
But he says the images were taken out of context.
The frustrating thing is when you see a 30-second video like that and you don't know the background. When that video shows a full tote, 1,000 pounds of fish being dumped into a truck, gives a false representation, like there's just tote after tote after tote after tote, and that's simply not the case.
Velsko, the fisherman who posted the video, says he believes what's happening with halibut at the Trident plant in Kodiak is legal, but immoral and wasteful. And it was especially upsetting to him in light of recent restrictions on the halibut fishery due to conservation concerns. And he says there's a reason he waited 6 months to post the photos and video. He wanted the issue to be front and center at the upcoming meeting of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which is scheduled to take place in Kodiak June 4th through the 11th. A report about observer coverage is on the agenda. In Kodiak, I'm Daisha Eaton.